Go to overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk/online-therapy to get 20% off your first month of cognitive behavioural therapy, with weekly sessions online with a therapist, in addition to worksheets, a journal, meditation and yoga videos, and unlimited messaging. There's strong evidence that CBT can help people who hoard, and accessing therapy online can be affordable and accessible. Find out more and get your discount at overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk/online-therapy.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Think of all the sleep hacks you've ever heard. You could spend years trying them all, or you could instantly transform your sleep with Bowl & Branch. They make the softest, most breathable bedding you'll ever feel, and it's all 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. Millions of sleepers love their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And you can try all of them for 20% off with promo code BUTTERY20. So hurry to bowlandbranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the Overcome Compulsive Hoarding with That Hoarder podcast. I am drowning in stuff and trying to find a way out. Listen as I explore the issues and delve deep as somebody profoundly affected by hoarding disorder. Find out more, including links to subscribe to the podcast and all of my social media at overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk. Finally, I am not a doctor. I am just a hoarder doing her best. So do seek professional support if and when you need it. Hey, how are you? Happy New Year. Let's hope that 2024 is your year. Let's hope everything goes well and it's a happy one. So you may remember that last year I decided to pick myself a phrase for the year, but I kind of subverted how it works because a lot of people pick words like power or achievement. And my phrase for 2023 was, it'll do. And it was a bid to try and get my perfectionism under control. It was a bid to try and calm down my anxiety when I needed to make some progress with de-hoarding, but I was caught up in getting it perfectly exactly right. And so it'll do was my phrase for 2023. And let me tell you, it has served me well. I can't count the number of times I was stressing over a decision, stressing over how to do something the right way, and was able to almost instantly calm my anxiety by picking one of the options and reminding myself, it'll do. And it extended beyond de-hoarding as well. I found myself it'll doing throughout my life. And it's not about that I've suddenly become a really slapdash person. It's not about that I've stopped caring or stopped trying. It's about not tying myself up in knots over a really, really minor thing that then prevents me from going on to do any of the good things I want to be doing. If I can say it'll do when I'm stressing about which of the two charity shops I should donate this bag of t-shirts to, because it will do, then I can move on and do some actual good things, some actually useful things. And so It'll Do has served me, and I am not going to stop. I am carrying It'll Do forward with me from now on to really make sure that I can save the big emotional energy decisions for the things that warrant that. So then I was thinking I should try and have a phrase for 2024 as well. See if it can be as successful as It'll Do has been. So I can tell you that my phrase for 2024 is make do. Let me explain. So money has been a bit tight, and I have been paying close attention to my budget. And that has involved facing up to the fact that sometimes I spend money on nonsense. And the thing that I think has been tripping me up is that it's not big, extravagant purchases. I'm not flying around the world. I'm not buying cars. It's little bits and bobs that you think, well, that I think, I don't need to worry about spending money on that because it only costs £2 or £5. And the £2 is, and the £5 is add up. I've also been really conscious of something I've only really learned since doing the podcast. And that is that hoarders don't tend to use the stuff we have. We have it, but we don't interact with it. We don't engage with it. We don't use it. And I hadn't really thought of that before. I knew that I had a thing where I would buy something with the intention of using it, and then I wouldn't use it because then I wouldn't have it anymore. But that's only for things that you use and then they're finished. Like a craft kit is always the example that comes to mind. But there are all sorts of other things that I own and could use repeatedly and don't. And I hadn't ever really noticed that. But since it's come up a few times on the podcast, I've started spotting it in my own life all the time. So I have a situation where I've been aware of some of my spending, and I have a situation where I have a house overflowing with stuff, 95% of which I don't pay any attention to. And so that led me to make do. So the philosophy of make do is all about resourcefulness at its core. It's all about kind of using what you've got and working with what you've got. Because as hoarders, a lot of us are very, if somebody suggests we get rid of something, we can instantly come up with 10 uses for that thing as justification for not getting rid of it. But then in other ways, we're not that creative or resourceful when it comes to, oh, I need a thing. I've got a similar thing, but it's not quite right, so I'll buy the thing. And it's a real contradiction. But I want to get better at working with what I've got, in the sense of shopping my own stuff, in the sense of being more adaptable. I'm working so hard on flowing better rather than being rigid. And I feel like make do is a good way to try and push that a bit with myself, because tied in with the perfectionism, when I need something or want something, I kind of want it to be just the right thing. But we don't need just the right thing. We just need something that will do the job. And I've been, although we're only a few days into January, I decided a few weeks ago that this would be my theme for 2024. And I've already been beginning to incorporate it into my life a bit. And what I'm finding is that if I do find a creative or resourceful way to do something, I get a real sense of achievement. I feel like I feel like I've done something good. And we all need some of that in our lives. But there are definitely going to be challenges. I think a big one is that I must not use this as an excuse to keep everything. Obviously, that's what I'm trying to stop doing, keeping everything. And there is definitely the risk of, rather than getting rid of something, if I'm always thinking, yes, but I might have to make do in the future, and this might be the thing I'm going to make do with, you know, that could become an excuse to keep everything. I think on the one hand, I'm kind of in a place where I do want a tidier home. On the other hand, I'm not cured and I do get all of those thoughts still. I'm slightly better at arguing against them and overcoming them, but it's a risk. I think I'm definitely going to have to rely on some degree of trusting the process and trusting that I will find what I need. Not in some kind of mystical way, just that even on a very literal level, I have an awful lot of stuff and I'm nowhere close to risking having nothing. I'm nowhere close to running out of things. I have so much stuff, and even a fraction of it can fulfill a lot of my needs and wants. And there will be some tricky things for sure. But if there's one thing I've learned, it's that I can cope with tricky things. Not always easily, not being complacent about it. Tricky things trip me up. It's tricky things that feel impossible to cope with. That will be where I think a lot of the challenge lies for me. But will hopefully also help to teach me that I can deal with some scarcity. Because another thing I've identified is that my fear of scarcity is high, and my reaction to scarcity is off the scale overcompensating. And I think that's definitely going to be something else I have to be very, very careful of. But ultimately, I think this is something I'm trying. It may be that it doesn't serve me. It may be that I'm not ready for make do. Maybe it will make me want to hold on to things that otherwise I'd have got rid of. And in that case, I can reassess. Just because I'm saying this is my focus for the year, if it turns out to be disastrous, I can change course. I like the idea of being more resourceful. I like the idea of being more adaptable. I like the idea of accepting what I've got and working with what I've got. It's more sustainable. I'll spend less money, hopefully. I will engage with my stuff. I will look through my stuff and work out what I've got and what I haven't. I will be able to switch that creativity on in hopefully a more constructive way. Maybe even get a bit better at like problem solving. And those are all things I want. It's aimed ultimately at not over acquiring, and it's aimed at engaging with my stuff more, but it will be a balancing act. I'm hoping it will help me to use my stuff rather than just have it. So this is a positive challenge, and part of it will definitely be incorporating It'll Do. It will be interesting to see how they play with each other, really. And I know this is something, I think I had it as a success of the week ages ago, but I'm finding that against all odds, I get a real kick from finishing things, from using things up. I spent years never getting to the end of a bottle of shampoo because there would be new shampoo and that would be more interesting and it would smell different. And there were a lot of good reasons to use the new one. And so I would have half a bottle of one and 2/3 of a bottle of another and 4/5 of a bottle of another, and obviously would never throw any of them away. And also, I just lost stuff all the time. Not so much shampoo, that tends to stay where it lives, but other things that I never used up because I'd always lost it way before it was finished. And I'm finding that these days, when I get to the end of a bar of soap, or when I get to the end of a roll of rubbish bags, or when a pen runs out, I feel a bit of a sense of achievement. I think I'm getting a bit of a dopamine hit in those moments because I know that that's progress. And I'm finding that, like, I broke a mug recently, and it's one of my favourite mugs that I've used for several years. I've drunk so much tea out of that mug, and I dropped something on it and the handle came off. And I immediately knew I wasn't going to repair it because I have plenty of mugs, but also because it had served its purpose. It had made me happy for several years. It had given me many a good mug of tea. And it felt like, yeah, I could turn it into a pen pot, or I could glue the handle back on again, or any of those things. But instead, I was like, no, other mugs will now take its place. It has done what it was meant to do, and now it's time for it to retire. Whereas, if I drop something on a mug I've never used and the handle comes off, I would feel very cheated. I would feel desperately sad for the thing. I would want to do everything I could to hold on to it because it hadn't fulfilled its potential, because I hadn't been able to enjoy it, because it had been in a pile for 12 years and untouched. And I think breaking a mug I've got a lot of use out of is similar to a pen running out or a bottle of shampoo running out, in that I feel like, oh, I did that, I used that. It's now empty, or it's now broken, or it's now being thrown out. But that's because it did what it was meant to do, not because it was in a pile unused for 20 years. And I guess all of that is why in 2024, I'm going to try and embrace a bit more of making do. I've still got It'll Do. It has served me so well, and I'm not willing to give that up. It's been incredibly helpful to me, despite being so simple. It's been a great mantra. I'm adding make do, not replacing It'll Do with make do. If anything, trying to use what I've already got, which will sometimes include not finding the perfect thing, but finding an adequate thing, that will be the epitome of It'll Do. Or if I fix something in a slightly bungled way, And as long as I don't start using make do as an excuse to keep things, this could be an interesting challenge for the year. Will it work? Will it not? I'll try and it'll do. I make this podcast because I think it's important. I started it as an outlet for myself, but it's become much more than that. And I hear from people all the time about how listening to me talk about my experience and interview specialists and experts is helping them. Hearing those stories makes the time and cost absolutely worth it. But if you want to help to ensure that the future of the podcast is sustainable, you can donate to help with costs. To send a one-off or recurring donation, just go to overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk/donate. Thank you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Shout out to the Marie Folio podcast, where Marie had a guest called Michael Easter. And this little tidbit felt like it applied quite well to make do. I don't normally try and match top tips to the topic of the podcast, but this time it just worked.
So this might sound like a, you know, sort of quirky person rambling, but there's actually research on this that people get much more reward from possessions that they use creatively. Mm-hmm. Like if you can solve a problem creatively, that gives us more internal rewards than going out and buying whatever specialized thing is out there on Amazon Prime right now for the specific problem you have. And I'm sure we've all had this, like you go into like the container store and there's just like a million items where you're like, wow, I didn't know that was a problem.
But I need it.
And but it's might need it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I love this gear not stuff, right? Gear mm-hmm. not stuff. This notion of, is it something that I'm going to utilize?
So here comes 2024. Let's de-hoard together and try and get through this weird, weird illness. Okay. Thank you for listening. And I will speak to you next time. Thank you for listening to the Overcome Compulsive Hoarding with That Hoarder podcast. You can find more online at overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk. You can find me on Twitter at That Hoarder and on Facebook at Overcome Compulsive Hoarding with That Hoarder. To find out more about how you can support the podcast and the overall project, go to overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk/support and do subscribe to the podcast to make sure you don't miss any future episodes. There may be links in this podcast that earn me money. This doesn't come at any extra cost to you if you ever make a purchase through the links, and it helps to support the future of the podcast.
Now on Broadway, An Enemy of the People is a New York Times critic's pick. Jeremy Strong is one of the great actors of his generation, hails the Chicago Tribune in a performance the Wall Street Journal praises as powerfully affecting and bitterly funny. Michael Imperioli sets off sparks, cheers the Hollywood Reporter. Victoria Pedretti is luminous, raves variety. From director Sam Gold and playwright Amy Herzog, An Enemy of the People is urgent, electrifying, and haunting, declares USA Today. An Enemy of the People on Broadway through June 16th only.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.